الو،
مرحبا عبد العزيز، كيفك؟
اهلين. الحمد لله، انت كيفك؟
تمام. هلا انت معنا على الهواء. اول شيء نحكي شوي انا بالعربي، بعدين بدي اشرح لهم المستمعين الالمان بالالماني، بعدين هنحكي
تمام
بالانجليزي.
تمام
نحن معنا اليوم عبد العزيز دقحان. هو سوري من حمص. فنان نقدر نعتبر، عمل مشروع والناس كلها قاعدة وما عم تعمل شيء. هلو هوغر اند هوغين فير فيردن هويتي ميت سيريان اكتيفيت ان جريشلاند شبريخن ار هات ان نيو بروجكت جيماخت هايست ثرو ريفيوجي ايز. هات ان فيركليش زير شون بروجكت und aber zum Glück er spricht kein Deutsch. wir werden auf Englisch sprechen. Hello everybody, we have today a Syrian man. He is in Greece now and he is a refugee and working with the refugee for the refugee. Abdulaziz Dahkan, hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Hello again in English.
The first, tell us about you and why you are in Greenland now.
Yeah, in the beginning, my name is Abdulaziz.
Okay.
I am from Syria, from Homs. I'm in Greece like 8 months ago. Just to stuck here, I was on my way to some country where I can try to find my, like, a studying, working life. But I just, like, we just stuck in Greece because of the situation and the border just to close, and we are just refugees here.
Okay, before we talk about your wonderful project, tell us about your experience in refugee camps in Greece.
The situation, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the situation in refugee camps, for sure, it's not easy for anyone. I mean, like, it's difficult. As a waiting before, as a situation, I mean, a physical thing, like as a waiting, the people for sure still waiting, and you know, the time is one of the most important thing that we have it, and people just losing the time and losing the things, which, like, you know, it's not easy. Like, we are like here now 8 months ago, and the people 8 months in the camps. So if you know something in this 8 months, you will forget so many things. I mean, if you have a skill or something and you are just not doing it for 8 months, you will forget something in it, and then you will lose it. And that's one of the bad points in a camp. For sure, like, there is so many things inside. There's a food, the sleeping, it's a tent. Then no. Almost like the place where the camp is, it's like a swamp, you know, it's away from the city. Like, the closest village or the city for the camp, it's 30 minutes or 40 minutes walking. And that's not easy. If there is emergency or something, that's not going to be easy at all. So the situation is really difficult, but the thing which we are, like, always just focusing on it is the time.
We have a question from our friend here, Bini. You can't speak.
Hey. I just wanted to ask him which city you are now, or in which refugee camps you were.
Yes, I am in the north of Greece, in Thessaloniki.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the story of through your refugee eyes project? Can you tell us?
Through refugee eyes project, I just started it like 6 months ago, like just to try to find a way to stand, like, you know, against the media, which is always like just attacking us as a refugee, attacking us as a people coming, like, you know, like, as a, we are, you know, it's like always, it wasn't easy for us because it's always like the media saying that we are people, it's like, who's coming to destroy, who's coming just to find a life, economic refugees who's trying to find the money, trying to find the job, stealing the job and that stuff. Then when I was seeing this thing, I was like just feeling strange, because this is for sure not the truth. I mean, in the same time, maybe there is some people coming for economic reasons, but you can say like 5%, 10%. But you cannot say all, because it's like all is really difficult, and for sure we are not here for that. So that thing make me just to start a project for through refugee eyes. It's a humanitarian project talking about the perspective and that thing, and I started it just in case to stand, like, against the media, or to try to say what we think, by ourselves. Like, we are not waiting someone to come and to say that what we think, because in general, like, people coming from another country, they don't feel the same, and we are the people who's feeling this thing, and we can talk about ourselves by ourselves. So it was just trying to, like, to define, I don't know the name of it, like, try to let the people know who we are, where we come from, why we came, and what's, like, you know, what's the purpose of coming to here. And because all of that, I started a project called Through Refugee Eyes. Started it as a photography project because the photography always is from the truth, telling the story from the same land. Then I started it.
Okay, you told me yesterday you made a lot of expedition photo gallery in different country. What you can tell us about that?
Yeah, I did actually. It's like with helping. Actually, as a staff, as a thing, as a camera, like almost my staff from volunteers, I didn't know them before. I just met them here and I was working with them like side to side in the refugees camp as a volunteer. Then after that, like they were sending stuff, like supporting me to continue this thing, which I'm doing it. Then they sent. Then after that, I got the stuff and they was working again. Then I found another volunteers who I'm working with. They were doing like photo exhibition in their own land when they are coming back to their country. Because they don't, like, they saw the truth, and they want the people to know the truth. Then they were doing exhibition, kind of showing the picture, like a story, the story of me, and, like, my words, and like, how we think, and about the refugees camp, which the picture from the refugees camp. And that was one of the great things, because more people involved about it, and more people know the truth, which we have to, and we have to tell it for sure, because it's one of the important things. So I got, like, some exhibition in some, like, around in some places, like in like in Germany, in Spain, in Italy, in France, in Denmark, in like Vancouver, Canada, then in New York, Michigan, California, Jakarta, China. Some of it is official, like in gallery places, you know, but some of it, no, some of it just in unofficial places, like a street or somewhere. So it's depending on.
Okay. I have a question. What is your waiting for as the refugees in Greece, or have you information about the next step for you?
No, to be honest, I don't know anything. It's like we are waiting now 8 months ago, and I didn't expect that we were waiting for 2 weeks. But we are surprised that we are waiting, and until now we are waiting just, and we don't know anything. I mean, like we are just. It's unknown for us. It's like it's unknown future, unknown things. So we don't know. We are waiting, but like nothing we can know.
There is no information about the next step. Not at all.
We did like our appointment, which is about relocation program. Like you choose country, then you go to one of it. Then at some point you choose country and you don't know, like you don't go to any one of it, like to another country. Democracy isn't. So. Okay. And we did that interview, which we chose in the country, and we are waiting for the relocation program, which now we are waiting for 4 months. And when now we get the country, which we go to it, maybe we wait 2 months or 3 months. And like already we are waiting for like, you know, 8 months. So it's going to be like at least 1 year. So, you know, 1 year, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. And there are some people, they will wait like for almost 2 years or 1.5 years. So if you know something in this time, you will lose it. For sure you will lose it. And like no one can criticize us, because when we go there and we have some, like we don't know what we work. So they are saying like, oh, look, they are refugees, they are coming, they don't know what they work. No, it's not like that. The thing is like they were waiting for like 1.5 years. So if they know something, they will forget it. And if they have a skill, they will forget it. So what?
What is the situation right now by the refugee, by you? There is there financial help, money help, food, how much volunteer have you in Greece?
There is nothing in the refugee camp. As a government, they are giving the food, and that's what they give. They think that as refugees we can just because of the food and because of that thing. Like tents and food and that stuff.
Good food or bad food?
For like money and that stuff, for sure there is nothing. I mean, like there is like some teams, like organization, who is working, NGO, who is working in the camp, and they are doing the other stuff, which is distributing the clothes, and giving stuff or something. So it's from NGO, they are coming from another country, even. So it's not from like the government or.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to ask that you told us about your exhibitions around the world, and I wanted to ask: is it possible for our listeners to also see your work on the internet, or for example, for sure, or somewhere else?
In general, I'm like I have my portfolio, which is like a page on Facebook or something, but my personal page, I'm posting a thing in it, and like they can see everything.
Okay,
it's almost. Yeah, it's almost the artwork. It was involving about, like, the Syrian crisis, you know, it's like the destruction, the destroyed, the war, the things there.
Because the life just, in Greece.
You know, like it's one step to let the people know what's going on.
Okay, so we'll try to link your page maybe and to our radio website for our listeners.
Ah, yeah, sure. And they also, for sure, like, the listeners, they will see it and they will just try to imagine the situation there.
Another question. All the refugee from different country, the same situation. For example, Syrian refugee, Afghani refugee. What is the different?
It's not the same at some point because, like, as Afghani refugees, they rejected them from the relocation program. So maybe they will wait for 2 years or something. Then, like, it will continue. Mm-hmm. For us, like, yeah, they said we accepted, but we are waiting the same. It's depending on, like, it's different between the refugees, actually. Like, Iraqi refugees, it's different. Like, for each, now it's like for each single country, it's really different. And no one knows. Like, they are saying something, then you cannot check it because, like, you know, you don't have anything. So you cannot check the information which they are giving us. And we don't believe now anything, to be honest, after 8 months of staying in Greece. Like, we don't believe any information we are getting it because it's really, like, some of it are rumors and some of it is just, we don't know.
What about the photographic project? How do you get the people taking part in that? Is it kind of a common dynamic in this exhibition or the picture-taking process?
Seriously, this question, I don't know how to respond to it. Because even me, I was surprised when I was seeing the things going on. Like, I started the True Refugee Art, after that I was seeing, like, people who, like, sending message who I don't know them, and they were, like, supporting and doing stuff. Then after that, they were, like, when I have my photography, they were sending message that you will do exhibition. At some point, I'm saying, yes, for sure, you can do it. But I was thinking, who's these people? And that was a strange for me, but that's such an amazing, because the people trying to, like, to find the truth and to tell the truth. And that's really so great.
Do you have
and then at the same time, like my camera and my stuff, it was from different countries. I mean, like I worked with volunteers and they were sending it to me. Then like my first camera from Italy, my second one from Spain, then the professional one I got it was from Germany. It's like from people I met them for 1-2 days and some of them like for 1 week or 2 weeks. They were doing that just because they want to do something for like a refugee crisis after they saw the like the truth of it. And that's for sure such a great thing. I mean, I was really happy when I was seeing this thing.
So it's about documentation, about telling the truth, but do you also have an artistic approach towards taking pictures, towards photography?
No, for me, I don't have so much experience in photography because I just started 6 months ago and I was always following the photographer who's doing volunteering here. Like I was with them, going with them and doing the things with them to try to learn something from them. And I was always just following them and, you know, doing the stuff. So when I did, like, photography, like, not natural and not that thing. All of it is just kind of photojournalism, we can say. Or just, like, a portrait and just talking about the situation and that stuff.
Okay, Abdulaziz, the most important thing for the refugee situation, the women's in Greece, in Greeceland. We all know that the situation is really hard, but can you explain a little bit about what is the situation with women there, especially there is no privacy, how they live, how they deal with it?
What I have to say? like if you say so many things, it's like it will not be enough for that, because it's like it's difficult more than you expect, and no one can see that. I don't know how it's going like that, but it's really so difficult. It's like if you imagine that, like one of your, like one woman sitting in a camp and saying in a camp, what she supposed to do, like take care about the kids, which the camp is so bad, and she has to take care about the kids, like to prevent, you know, like to prevent them to go to, like to somewhere which is dangerous, and always there is animals, snakes around the camp, and that's really tough. Then they have like to wash. If she wanna care about her kids, she has to wash their clothes and that stuff. And how she can wash it? I mean, like the water is cold and the things is not easy. Nothing is easy. Then if she wanna, like if she want to do something, like what's the things you do? I mean, a refugee's camp, even there is no privacy, you know. And it's like, I don't know what I have to say, but it's really so, so difficult, like more than you expect. It's 8 months.
Okay. You was before a couple of weeks in Fazilika camp, and there is a new project. What you saw there?
Wait, I didn't hear the question, sorry.
You was before a couple of weeks in Veselica camp. What you can tell us about this?
I wasn't actually. I moved from camp to camp. I was in three camps. The first one in Domini, which is the place. It's like between Macedonia and Greece, in the border. So I was there for 15 days, and I came back to Echo. I stayed in that camp for 3 months, almost 3 months. Then they evicted us. The police, the same of Calais, the jungle. So they evicted us from Echo, and they took us to Basilica, to one of the military camps, which you cannot see anything. Like when we were there the first day, there's nothing. I mean, they just put the tent there, and like there's so, so much dust, and it's really so difficult. So the people were getting crazy, like where we are, like how we stay here. Then it was really difficult, and the situation in the camp is really, it's really difficult. Like you have to build it from the beginning. They are putting you in some area which is like dead already, and you have to build the area. So it's like what you have to do.
I saw yesterday on your Facebook page a post say support the truth that if there is one terrorist from 100,000 refugees, this doesn't mean we are all terrorists or that
for sure,
we support
for sure.
This. What is the situation with this big problem? Have you
what
you say? What you make does? Well, yeah, Zagin.
Yeah, sure. In this point, always I'm trying to talk about it, which is really important. It's like this one. Psychology are trying to talk about it. Because when we walk in the street, we feel strength. It's like people looking at us like as we are like ISIS or something at some point. Then like when you're looking at them, it's like, why are you looking at me like that? It's like, hey, what? It's like if ISIS, you're talking about it, like as you talk now, kind of like one from 10,000 or like 10,000 from 1 billion Muslims. So that doesn't mean that all of us are same as refugees, you know. Then this thing, always I'm trying to talk about it because it's so important for us, and we have to do it. Then I was doing it, and the other thing which I face it, it's really, it's like not easy at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you, as you said, like a woman going in the street and walking in the street, you can see the eyes staring at her, and that's really not easy. It's like when you imagine yourself like in this situation, it's really gonna be so bad for you.
How we can support you, Abdulaziz?
Actually, the world told us, like, it was the secret which supported me. The people here around me, which they were always, like, supporting me by their words and by their exhibition, which they are trying to show the truth. And that's the most important thing that is supporting us nowadays. The humanitarian part is better than anything physical or anything. Like, and we can say something else. So the supporting, I hope so I can get it just for the people who's listening to know the truth, what's going on and who we are.
How can normal people support the refugee there, what you can tell them?
By, actually, it's like what I was saying, like, the most important thing for us is kind of, like, kind of don't criticize us or don't judge us. Like, if you want to judge refugees or something, just go to the refugees' camp and see them by your eyes, and after that you can say whatever you want. But don't go to the social media, don't go to the places where you are going, like, then you just write something about the refugees that you don't like them, you hate them, and that stuff.
Okay. Thank you, Abdulaziz.
Thank you so much. For sure, I appreciate that. And I would love to say to, like, to anyone listen to that thing, I hope so you can get the truth. And I hope so. Like, that's what we need. Not more than that.
I just want to say that we are emotionally with you, and we stay beside you, and we want you to go on with this project. And this is really a good example that you are doing now, what you're doing now for the refugees or for yourself. This is really a good example for all the refugees.
طيب عبد العزيز شو بتقدر تحكي لنا بتحكي للمستمعين العرب كافي انجليزي؟
والله بتمنى من كل واحد عم يسمع اكيد يعني كان كلاذي او شيء بتمنى يحس شوي بالوضع لانه يعني الموضوع كثير شغلات احنا مثلا واجهناها انه مثلا حتى كلاذي لما انت بتعمل شيء فانت بتضرب على غيرك وهي من أسوأ النقاط اللي دائما احنا عم نواجهها
تماما ممكن يعني احنا محظوظين انه موجودين بالمانيا بس الوضع بالنسبه لك كثير سيء يعني انت انا كثير شايف امثله من لاجئين موجودين هون ولا كانه حاسين بالموضوع ولا كانه موجودين ولا كانه كانوا لاجئين يعني عارف شلون هذا الشيء موضوع كثير بيقرقني يعني بيزعجني انه اشوف ناس مثل حكايتك يعني عم يشتغلوا وبجد وبإتقان وناس اخرين لاجئين هون قاعدين يعني بدخانوا ارجيله وشو بتقدر تحكي لهم انت
بتمنى تحسوا لانه بالاخر لما نحن طلعنا لهون انت عندك الفرصه انك تعيش بنفس الوقت اللي في ناس كثير بسوريا عم تموت وما فيها تعيش فبتمنى لما انت كنت هناك لما انت حاليا هناك تحس بالموضوع شوي وتحاول تقدر شوي يعني لانه الموضوع بالاخر ان انت اخذت الفرصه بس غيرك ما اخذ الفرصه فبتمنى على الاقل توصل صوت الناس اللي ضلت هناك لأنه بالآخر أنت رسالة والله سبحانه وتعالى لما خلاك تعيش لما فتح لك الطريق لحتى تعيش وتوصل لهونيك ما كان يمكن بدون هدف أن الشخص مثلا يروح ويعيش وكذا وينسى اللي صار لأنه دائما لما كنا في سوريا كنا نحكي ما حدا داير باله فنحن لما وصلنا بنعمل نفس الشيء
إيه أنا رح ترجم بس طريقة الدعم تبعك للمستمعين الألمان حابب أنه أنا شلون بدي اقول لك القدر الكافي من الدعم تاخده اقصى قدر بتقدر تاخده من هاي المقابله ich hab mein freund hier gefragt wie kann man dir unterstützen hat gesagt du kannst einfach on facebook page gucken und die facebook page heißt through refugee eyes You can also du kannst auch mit ihm bei Facebook auch Kontakt machen.
Yeah, and I would like just to add something that like nowadays we started a new project through Refugee Eyes so soon. Like we will have a team and we will have like something new. We do it as like we have kind of we are getting editors and that stuff. So if it's gonna be possible for anyone like wanna donate or wanna support the project with the donations, that's gonna be. Like for sure, we are giving updates for anything, so that would be one of the good things.
طيب عبد العزيز تحب تسمع شيء من عنا؟
كيف؟
شلون؟
كيف طلع؟ ما سمعت.
عم لك بتحب تسمع شيء؟ حنعرض لك شيء غنية الشغلة على الراديو.
شكرا كثير لكم. شكرا كثير.
تمام.
لا شكرا.
ماشي. على كل حال لنا لقاء آخر عبد العزيز. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
شكرا كثير لكم. شكرا. Bye.